We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with our guests from the City of Manhattan today, City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission meets tonight at 7 o'clock, City Hall, and a number of ways to check that out. Of course, cityofmhk.com/TV, that's one avenue. You can Cox Cable Channel 3, or the Facebook page is another avenue. You can view those meetings, or you can attend in person. We're back to normal, at least as far as attending meetings, no capacity limits, and you can certainly go in person to the meetings now. The pool discussion is fascinating because I think this is going to be a topic that probably one of the major topics we'll be following here, at least the next couple of years, as far as local news is concerned. You mentioned potentially looking for partnerships here, and it's probably going to take several to make something like this work here in the city. You've had the success here with the rec centers, with USD 383, and those are, I got to say, those are fabulous facilities. I think a lot of people would agree with me. But just knowing that, how much do you think that might steer a project of this, like an indoor aquatic facility, if you have a partnership like the school district?
Yeah, I think the partnership's going to be a key element to be able to really design and define something that is going to be a big benefit for the community as well as the school district. You look at some of the other models out there. One of the nicest indoor facilities in the state is at Hummer Sports Park, which is a school district facility, Topeka 501, that several of the schools utilize. A lot of the state meets are held there, and it's just a very nice facility. More of a community partnership example is at Lawrence Free State, where they have a 50-meter indoor pool, and then they have recreational water, and they have other recreational space within that. And that's a city and school district partnership that created that facility and have a permanent recreation staff and pool staff that are there, and then they jointly help operate it. So there's some good models out there to look at from that standpoint, but the other great thing about swimming is it's a life skill, and it's not something that you go compete in and then you don't use it again, because there are postseason components, but it teaches you skills to utilize all the time. And so whether or not you could, there's been a lot of discussion about expanding that for PE and everything else, so that everybody's learning to swim as part of school district curriculum. And there's a little bit of that goes on across the country. But those are the kind of opportunities that you bring with those kind of partnerships. And then, as the mayor mentioned, a big benefit would be is you'd have lots of space to grow your own guard pool.
Yeah. We've got a caller here with a question or a comment, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was curious. Would there be any way to get the K-State involved in sponsoring this indoor aquatic center? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
K-State's had the facility in the auditorium for decades. That facility's, I think it was built back in the 50s. So it's been around a long time. It's just old and tired, and it's pretty much cost prohibitive to keep open, and would need a lot of repair work. My understanding is that K-State had a more of a recreational water facility in the master plan for their rec center. I'm not sure where that's at. They've been challenged by the operational cost of the facility, especially with an older deteriorating facility where those maintenance costs are a lot higher. So, I think they are a potential sponsor, or a participant in partnership. What that role is one of those things that could be certainly continue to negotiate. I know they've been involved in some of the discussions, but that's just not a component that necessarily that's a high priority for them at this point in the overall scheme of the university operations.
All right.
That's a good assessment. I think, I discussed that with the aquatics group, and they seem to think that, the idea of renovating the auditorium was discussed, like, you know, why don't we just take the money, go to K-State and fix it? And I don't think K-State's that receptive to it.
Yeah. We have another caller here on the line. That's a hot topic here. So let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hey, good morning. I have been to several other facilities, you know, around the country, partnering with like Salvation Army and YMCA. And I just wondered if any of those partnerships have been explored. And sorry if you already answered that. I haven't been on for the whole discussion, but I'll hang up and listen here.
Not recently, but there was a move, I want to say back in the around 2005 or so, to develop a Y in the facility. And there just wasn't, typically you need quite a bit of corporate and community support to help make that happen. And there wasn't a desire to be able to do that. But you're right, that model has been very successful. That you don't see a lot of them in university communities. You know, I'm not sure why that is. I think mainly because a lot of times those universities have facilities for a good portion of the community. So it's a little bit tougher for them to compete in that mix of aspects. But it has been looked at in the past. But I don't know that whether or not the group that's doing the feasibility study will examine that or not. I'm not sure.
All right.
Well, that'd be an interesting thing to add to it, because I did get, you know, saw several postings on social media, people saying, well, why don't we just instantly produce a YMCA? And I just don't know the mechanics of that. So I haven't replied to any of those posts, because I don't know what it takes to get a YMCA to come in here and do it. And as you say, if it takes a bunch of corporate sponsors, well, you know, there again, you know, somebody's got to lay out some money.
All right. Good discussion here. Let's take our final break of the program. We'll come back and we'll take a look at the consent agenda and some other things here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.